The most common request to United Way's 211 line was for rent and utility assistance, followed by requests for low-income rental housing, domestic violence shelters, and transitional and temporary housing. Michelle Brown, president of United Way of Alaska, says requests for housing rose sharply in 2009 and have remained high since, especially in and around Anchorage.
We're finding a lot of callers who called us in 08 and 09 said, oh, it's the first time I've ever had to call for help. I've always been able to take care of my family. Now we're having callers that are repeat callers. They got stuck back then and they can't get out.
Last year, 211 had around 20,000 calls, and Brown says they're on track to exceed that number in 2012. Their half-year data snapshot, released July 9th, shows about 46% of callers seeking housing assistance received referrals for services. But more than half of those callers who specifically requested rent and utility assistance could not be helped. As Brown explains, the state money allocated for such assistance only goes so far.
It's small pockets of money that a couple providers have, and it runs pretty much out at the beginning of every month. And so we have about a 54% unmet need of people looking for that.
Brown says Alaska 211 workers have been troubleshooting with callers who they can't help, suggesting they start visiting food banks instead of grocery stores to free up cash for rent or utility bills. But the overarching problem, Brown says, is a trifecta of stagnant wages, increasing housing prices, and not enough affordable housing. And that's putting the squeeze on families.
A single family home in Anchorage is far beyond the means of the average wage earner. And rental properties are now out of the range. It on minimum wage, it would take a two-wage family, you know, more than 50% of their income to rent an average two-bedroom place. You know, federal government says if you're spending more than a quarter of your income on housing, you're in financial trouble.
The July edition of Alaska Economic Trends, a publication of the Alaska Department of Labor, supports Brown's claims. It says Alaska housing costs rose 7.6% over the past 4 years, compared to 1.3% nationwide. State economist Neil Fried says the Alaska housing market has remained relatively stable during the economic downturn, but construction of new homes nearly came to a halt.
We did build significantly fewer new homes in the last 3 and 4 years in Anchorage. I think last year, the number of new housing units built in Anchorage was the smallest number we had seen since the early 1990s.
And that lack of inventory is driving prices out of range for people who don't make a lot of money. The average home price in Anchorage is $329,000. A two-bedroom apartment costs around $1,200 a month. And there's not much hope in sight. According to a 2012 housing market analysis for the city, the two-bedroom apartment vacancy rate is just 1.9%. NeighborWorks Anchorage, a nonprofit that provides affordable housing for low to moderate income people, says their vacancy rate is hovering around 1.25%. Daryl Hess works for Mayor Dan Sullivan's office. He coordinates the mayor's kitchen cabinet, which is essentially a working group on homelessness. Hess says the group sent the mayor a list of recommendations in May on how to spur building.
Looking at the possibility of using public lands, municipally owned lands, waiving or reducing permitting, speeding up permitting, tax abatement, the possibility of tax increment financing. Just a whole, the mayor is looking at those recommendations and is going to decide which ones the administration wants to move forward with and explore further.
Hess says the group is set to meet again in August, and the mayor should announce which recommendations his office will be taking up then. Michelle Brown with United Way says she wants to see Anchorage get ahead of the situation before it gets to the crisis stage.
I would really like to see a concentrated effort in this state of government, nonprofit providers, and the private sector developing a plan to increase housing stock of all kinds.
Brown says the Alaska 211 half-year snapshot sends a clear message to leaders and legislators about what they need to do to make a difference when it comes to creating more affordable housing in Anchorage. And she hopes they're listening. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.